There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bats tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Here we go. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com with Dr. Norman Shealy, medical doctor, surgeon of the year, Native American medicine man, broadcaster, farmer, author, inventor, patent holder, doctor, and my friend, Dr. Norman Shealy. You know, we were talking about water pollution. We were talking about groundwater pollution. Well, at the top of the hour news, they just announced that Duke Energy was fined $25 million for groundwater pollution through the coal pits that they have, these coal dumps. Well, they got fined $25 million, but nothing has been done to clean up the pollution or stop it. They just got fined. So it's like a money scheme to give the government another $25 million to do whatever they claim that they're doing. But here we have, you know, people who are living in the Carolinas, North Carolina, thinking that their water system is okay, and it's been polluted for years. Now, we've been talking about this for years, but here it just made the news just after we talked about it during hour number one, Dr. Shealy. So, those who are going to restaurants in the North Carolina area, those who are buying food manufactured in North Carolina, those who are drinking water from the water system supplied by this contaminated water, you're thinking everything's great, and it's not. Dr. Shealy, your thoughts.
Well, the interesting thing, of course, is, and you know, I'm a Duke graduate, undergraduate in medical school, and very fond of Duke, and it has done some good things. It was founded on the tobacco industry, of course. The original Duke family made their millions in tobacco and left much of it to Duke University. But, of course, Duke Energy is independent of Duke University and the, well, let's face it, it's probably no worse than city utilities in Springfield, Missouri. They all suck. I'm being kind today.
Yes, yes. And, you know, there's a lot of concern about the radioactive components of the toxic pollution that comes out of the smokestacks of coal-fired power generation plants. And then, of course, if you have, if you've got these toxic materials, what do you do with them? Well, there's been some industry that sprouted up many years ago in the United States, and what they would do is they would use this fly ash from the coal, from the burning of the coal, this white powdery stuff. They would make wallboard out of it, sheetrock. So you could get this industrial waste that no one knows what to do with, that's dangerous, it's toxic, and well, hey, we'll put it inside two pieces of cardboard, and we'll call it sheetrock, and we'll build houses with it, and we'll get rid of it that way. Not only will we get rid of it, we'll sell it. These are brilliant schemes. I mean, brilliant schemes to dispose of waste materials, like what we've done with fluoride. We put that in water. We put it in toothpaste. That's how you get rid of it. You spread it around. Everybody gets it. And we do the same thing with sheetrock. So some of our sheetrock is manufactured with fly ash that comes from the coal-fired power generation plants. And here's what they do. They don't truck this stuff to sheetrock manufacturing companies. They build a sheetrock manufacturing company right there at the site of the power plant. So all they do is take the fly ash, comes out of the power generation as a exhaust product, if you will, and that becomes the input to the manufacturing of sheetrock. Dr. Shealy, I don't know what we're thinking. I really don't know what we're thinking, but whatever happened to reduce?
The operant word is thinking. We're not thinking as a society.
We're not. We're not thinking. And whatever happened to reduce our consumption? Dr. Shealy, I was at in Springfield, Missouri at an event, and there was a guy there who represented at a booth, and he represented the electric cooperatives in Missouri. And he was like the grand poobah of this. So I said to him, you know, I would love it if your organization would get involved with the Get Prepared Expo and teach people how to reduce their dependence on electricity, reduce their consumption. I said, here's an example. I travel through Missouri and I see these homes with the porch light, the incandescent 100 or 60 watt light bulb right out there on the porch burning all day long. And it makes no sense to me to leave lights on. I don't leave lights on. I don't leave lights on around the house. If I'm not in that room, that light is not on. Well, but I see other people leaving lights on during the day. It makes no sense. And I said, you know, and some of these homes, I have a feeling that I'm going to end up paying their electric bill anyway, because they are not going to be able to pay them. And then, you know, the rates go up to all of us because they can't pay their electric bills. All right. How about if we teach people not to do that? How about a little bit of education? And this man said to me, we're not in the business of teaching people to use less electricity. That comes right from the electric cooperatives. They are not interested in teaching us how to conserve. So they are the problem. Right, right. They are the problem. These guys are in the business of getting us to use electricity and of course, pay the money, right? But it's our planet. We're stuck here. It's incumbent upon all of us to reduce, reuse, and recycle. I mean, that is, there's no other choice that I can think of other than death by ourselves. It's insanity. Dr. Shealy, did you ever meet a guy by the name of J.B. Fuqua of Duke University?
No.
He's a benefactor there.
My time.
Yeah, yeah. He's a benefactor there, and they've got, he's part of their Masters in Business Administration system there, and he's donated some money. And the reason I mentioned him is he's a pretty famous guy down there, and he hired me to be a consultant for one of his enterprises, and so he's well known. That's why I mentioned that name. Okay, Dr. Shealy, I'm thinking about one of our buddies, Steve Angle. Steve Angle is a man who lives in Hayes, Kansas. Doorbell rings at 12:30 at night. He looks out the window. The police are there. He opens the door, and he has his .45 automatic in his left hand, holding it by the muzzle. The police see him, put a gun in his face, tell him to drop the gun. He stands there, and they beat him up, ends up in the hospital, spends 3 days in jail. Now he's facing charges of assault on two police officers with a deadly weapon. They showed up at his house claiming that someone called 911. They demanded to come in. They beat him up. And no one called 911 from his house. So here's the situation. We have the police now claiming that a 911 call is placed, and then they demand access to your house. And imagine that. Imagine any of us, cops show up and they go, all right, we're coming in. Why? 911. We got a 911 call. No, you didn't. Yeah, we did. And we're coming in. So I talked to him last night. He's still in the hospital. He had some emergency surgery. He was medevaced, airlifted for emergency surgery to save his life. And, you know, this may or may not be a result of him being beaten by the cops. Well, Dr. Shealy, I don't think that the police are doing something that they ought to do. You know, before they select a person as a target, and say, all right, you're our target. Now, do you have any medical history we need to know about before we use you for target practice?
Oh, Vince, why I love you. What a wonderful question.
Well, you know, Dr. Shealy, they want to put me on camera here, and it wouldn't be a good thing.
Right.
I stomp around. I'd be in and out of focus. I mean, you know, banging on the desk. It wouldn't be a good thing. And that's because I think about these things. Like, who are these cops to just shoot first and say, uh-oh, after? I mean, who are these guys? There's a story of a woman and her husband. It's on the website, USA Prepares. And they're having a domestic problem. They have a young child. So they decide, okay, we'll separate. She will take the young child. He is going to stay behind. So she's moving, leaving. And just to keep everybody safe, a cop shows up. Okay? Cop shows up, and there's some loud voices. Everything's cool. Nobody's you know, killing anybody. Cop shows up. Their dog sees or hears the cop, comes out, barks. Cop goes to shoot the dog, misses, and kills the woman. How does that happen? So now a barking dog is a threat? You know, so he misses the dog. Now, why is he shooting at the dog anyway? You know, a lunging dog might be a little bit different from a barking dog. So the dog's barking, the cop goes to shoot the dog, misses, hits the woman, kills her. And the cop is not prosecuted, arrested, removed from his position. We have domestic terrorists walking around in uniforms.
You know, we hear almost daily on the media about cops killing black people. But I wonder how many non-black people are killed every year by cops.
Well, I have a problem with this open season on black people, white people, anybody, by the police. It seems like it, literally, I'm not kidding, it seems to me like it's open season. And I was talking to Steve Engel about this. I should probably not say this on the air, but I don't know better. So I'll say it. He and I were talking about what's it going to take to stop these police from bashing our doors down. And I'll tell you what we talked about last night, off the air. I'm talking about Steve Engel and me, off the air. We're just the two of us on a phone call. You know, I just need to see how he was doing. But I'll tell you what we said when we come back. Dr. Norman Shealy, and I'll be right back. Class, we want to pay less taxes and enjoy the same tax deductions that the rich take. At the Get Prepared Expo, I'll show you how. This is something I learned 40 years ago, and I'm delighted to teach you. What if you lose your job or your company shuts down? The plan is for you to be financially independent by starting your own business. Any business, whatever you like to do. I haven't had a job since the 1980s. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. That's how long it takes to die. At the Get Prepared Expo, we'll have pallets of Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems at the lowest prices in the country. Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems, and we'll have the lowest prices in the country on top of the line Mountain House freeze-dried food with a 35-year shelf life. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th at the Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. The financial collapse of the United States is a mathematical certainty. There's no doubt about it. U.S. Air Force Captain and author John Reagan will explain why this will happen and what you need to do about it right now. We're not trying to scare you, but the collapse is coming. This and 150 seminars and exhibits are included in your pass. $8 online and $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28 and 29 at the Get Prepared Expo, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. Ladies, for $450, you can buy a brand new AR-15 rifle kit at the Get Prepared Expo. Because this AR-15 is a kit, there's no paperwork and no registrations required. It's totally private and all 100% legal.
AR-15 kits and seminars on how to assemble them. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. AR-15 kits, $450 at the GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. How many...
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So Steve Engel is a USA Preparedness historian. He comes to the expos. He comes to the meetups. He's been involved with the CSPOA and Sheriff Richard Mack, takes lots of pictures. He's a good guy. And so he's in the hospital right now. And he was beat up by the cops. I don't know if this emergency surgery was related to him being beaten by the cops. But so what happened was his doorbell rang at 12:30 on a Friday night. And he looks out and he sees the cops and he had his gun in his hand and he transfers it from his right hand to his left hand. He's holding it by the muzzle, pointing straight up. He opens the door. Cops put a gun in his face, tell him to drop his gun. He freezes, doesn't move, and they beat him up, throw him down right in his own house. Okay. Now, I was talking to Steve Engel last night on the phone and I said, so Steve, what about not answering the door? You know? So you don't answer the door. So what happens? Well, doorbell rings. Doorbell rings. Bang, bang, bang on the door. Hey, open up. It's the cops. And so you don't do anything, and bang, bang, bang. What's the likelihood that they're not going to bash the door down? Most of us would think that's zero, right? They claim that they got a 9/11 call. So, I mean, doesn't that make sense, Dr. Shuley? They'll just bash the door down?
Well, if I were a cop, I would expect they would break down the door if they're going to be that nasty.
Yeah. Okay. So then, now what? Now what? So now these guys, you know, bash down the door, may throw a flashbang grenade in. I mean, they've done that. They've had a flashbang grenade land in a child's crib and explodes and, you know, burns a child. So, you know, who would expect that they wouldn't do that? The point is, the point is, when these guys come in, if you don't let them in, it's not good. If you do let them in, it's not good. And they are so ready to shoot. They've got their guns drawn already. They are looking for a fight. They're looking for a dog to shoot. They're looking for a person to shoot. And it's out of control. And he said, you know, the thing that might stop this is they get shot. You know? Now the door gets bashed down. Someone says, man, somebody's coming through the door. Boom, boom, boom. And the shots come from inside the house toward the door first. When that starts happening, maybe these cops are going to say, are you kidding? I'm not going in there. You know what happened on L Street or Fifth Avenue? There was a guy that, you know, a couple cops rang the doorbell, bashed the door down, and they got shot. Okay, so I hate to see all this, but, you know, just by natural progression of things, this is going to happen. I'm not asking for it to happen. I don't want it to happen. It doesn't make any sense for any of this to happen, but we can't allow people to be trained to beat us up thinking that we might be a bad guy without proof. So I guess here's my medical question for Dr. Shealy. Are we becoming more hostile as a people? Do you think that we can stop this? Are we becoming more hostile? I think we are.
I agree. But with good reason. I mean, you know, there's one thing about being hostile without a reason. There's another. If people are beating up innocent people, I just looked it up. Over 1,000 people killed in the United States last year by cops.
Mm-hmm.
Three of them made the national news.
Right. Right. Now, that's killed. Now, there
that's
are
right.
others
that
who have been
yeah.
wounded.
They don't.
There are others who
that.
Might have lost their hearing through flashbang grenades. There are others who have been tased and have, you know, permanent injuries. And we know someone who's suffering. One of our people, one of our instructors, was tased by a cop. That guy's still walking around. He's a domestic terrorist in Sparta, Missouri. And the system protects these guys. These guys seem to be immune from prosecution. They can kill people with impunity. They can tase them with immunity. And we, the people, just say, well, I'll tell you what, let's let this system work it out. Really? Did that work for Obamacare? Did that stop Barry from taking vacations at $3 million a pop? We're out of control. Dr. Shealy, when we come back, can we talk about statins? I know you're passionate about this, and you've been right on the money. You've been right on the money about everything. I can't think of a single thing that Dr. Norman Shealy has said that turned out to be false. Not one. Class, we want to pay less taxes and enjoy the same tax deductions that the rich take. At the Get Prepared Expo, I'll show you how. This is something I learned 40 years ago, and I'm delighted to teach you. What if you lose your job or your company shuts down? The plan is for you to be financially independent by starting your own business. Any business, whatever you like to do. I haven't had a job since the 1980s. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. That's how long it takes to die. At the Get Prepared Expo, we'll have pallets of Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems at the lowest prices in the country. Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems, and we'll have the lowest prices in the country on top of the line Mountain House freeze-dried food with a 35-year shelf life. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th at the Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dorey, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about health care. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dr. Norman Shealy is with us, and if you'd like to get a free copy of his newsletter, and we're going to talk about statins in just a minute, his latest update. NormShealy.com, NormShealy.com. Norm as in Norman, Shealy, SHEALY.com. And you can buy Bliss, you can buy his books, and you can research his archives, his optimal health suggestions and recommendations and advice and counsel. It's all right there. And that's NormShealy.com. Dr. Shealy, before we get to the statins, we've got Jack in Missouri. Jack, welcome.
Hello, Michael. How are you today?
We're great. How about you?
Oh, pretty good. Before I get to my main question, I'd just like to make a comment on the police. I used to be a police officer. And when you invite the police in your house, then that gives them the right to do just pretty well whatever they want. So if you open the door, keep them on the porch.
And by the way, that's what Steve Engel tried to do. Steve Engel just opened the door and didn't want them to come in. But Steve Engel had a gun in his hand. He was holding it by the muzzle. He was pointing it up with his left hand, and they just beat him up, and he ended up in the hospital in his own house. So, Jack, you're suggesting don't open the door. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, talk to them through the door. When you invite them in, they can pretty well do whatever they want. You're inviting them.
Okay, so what if they say, listen, we got a 911 call, and we need to investigate.
Just tell them there was no 911 call here. You need to check your records. You got the wrong house.
Yeah, and of course their answer is going to be, well, we have to investigate. That's why we're here. We got a 911 call. We think there's something really bad going on in this house, and you might even be the guy causing it, so we want to come in.
Yeah, that's up to your discretion. I live here in Southeast Missouri, the police doesn't do that because they know what they'll get if they bust the door down.
Yeah, and I think that's what you're talking about is what Steve Engel was talking about, when people just say, wait, you just can't break the door down. You just can't do it. And
right.
If you bash the door down, we think you're going to come in to kill us, so we're going to defend ourselves. I think that's what you're saying, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Anyway.
Yep. Zach, do you have a question for Norm Shealy?
Yes. As you know, I'm a veteran. And I received something from the VA that I think all veterans should know, and I would like Dr. Shealy's opinion on it. It's called a Million Veteran Program, a partnership with veterans. And it's a survey that says, Million Veteran Program, a research program to improve health care for veterans and their families. This national program will study how genes, lifestyle, and military exposures affect health and illness. And I won't read all of it, but it's a very lengthy survey. They want you to come in and give a blood sample. And it says it'll be anonymous, but then it says they'll track your health history. I guess till you die. I'm not going to fill this out, but I would like Dr. Shelley's opinion on what good this would do, because the government has said veterans are their number one threat, and I was just wondering about the genes. They could possibly be wanting to make a bioweapon or something.
Well, my problem is if it has anything to do with the government, I don't trust it.
Correct.
I mean, that's the basic problem. I wouldn't trust them to tell me where the sun's shining. And therefore, I hate to say it, but I probably would not voluntarily agree to participate just because I don't know what they're going to do with me or the results.
Yeah, it's pretty evasive. The questionnaire wants to know if you have any weapons, if you take SSRI drugs. They want to.
That's like pretty good damn business if you're taking Viagra. I mean, I'm sorry. That is very invasive of your privacy.
Right.
But all of it is.
They want to know your how many brothers and sisters you have, what color eyes you got, what color hair you got. Mainly, I would just like to warn all the veterans, don't fill this survey out. Don't cooperate with them.
Yeah, I'm with you. I just do not trust the government.
Great. And thank you, Michael. Thank you very much, Dr. Shealy.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, Jack. Dr. Shealy, I can hear the concern in his voice. He's been on the air with us, and He's one of our instructors. His name is Jack. And he's from Missouri. And he's disabled. He has seen he's seen what happens in boot camp. And he was talking about four people who died during boot camp.
Yeah.
One was beaten. One of the drill sergeant types made it a habit of bringing one of the new guys into the bathroom every day, and each one of these guys would get sucker punched, and one guy knocked the wind out of him. He fell over backwards, hit his head on the toilet, the porcelain toilet, and died. Two others wanted to escape boot camp, and they were in this camp that had concertina wire around it, or barbed wire, and there was an air landing strip adjacent to where they were housed. And two of the guys decided to escape. They couldn't take it anymore, and they climbed the fence, and they got run over by jets. They died, and two of them died that way, and I don't remember how the third one died. But, you know, some horrific, horrific stresses are put on these young people, and
yeah,
some of them snap.
Well, I said what I have to say. I wouldn't trust a... The federal government, and you know something, by the way, Vince? The Missouri state government's getting almost as bad as the federal government. Have you noticed that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no question about it.
My attorney applied for our new clinic, you know, as a business,
uh-huh. mm-hmm.
at the end of December. About 10 days ago, we got a rejection for one thing they said was missing, which was it was all prepared by an attorney. So here we are, 2.5 months past applying just for to be allowed to be a business in the state of Missouri. I gotta say, I think the Missouri state used to be pretty good, but I right now put it right up there on a scale of 0 to 10 at about a 9, and the federal government's 10. Bad.
Yep, you're absolutely right. I like where we live in Wright County because they don't have as much enforcement here. The police don't show up, and you know it's still the Wild West where we live. But it's coming. It really is coming, and that's what the Get Prepared Expo is all about: to build community, to get us to work together and support each other, and literally build. Build commerce, build trade, build support for one another, helping other farmers, helping, you know, if the farmer next to you needs a hand, it's incumbent upon you to do that, to help them. And you may need a hand. But without compensation, without your hand out saying, listen, you owe me. I helped you with that fence. None of that goes on where we are. People are just delighted to help each other. They really are. I mean, there are a few that are egocentric, and there are a few that are self-centered. But for the most part, the farmers here realize that we're all in this together and want to help each other. However, they're being suckered into these government programs. They're being suckered into letting 75% of the cost of fencing be paid by the government so that they can have a more cost-effective, if you will, cattle operation. And yet now they've signed up for a government inspection of their farm 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for 10 years. And the government is really not interested in helping you raise cows. The government really is interested in control and access to your property, which they have no access to our farm because we told the cops, we said, don't come here. You're trespassing. Don't come on our property. We put them on notice. And by the way, we're going to have a seminar. Chief Cloudpiler is going to be consecrating the Get Prepared Expo as Native American sacred ground, which puts our convention, the Get Prepared Expo, off limits to the government. They cannot come on our grounds while we are in sacred ceremony for the duration of the Get Prepared Expo. And we did it before, and not one government minion showed up. Not one. Not one canine dog. Not one cop. Not one uniformed anybody. Not even plain clothes. Because they're put on notice that they are individually responsible for their own actions if they come on our grounds. And no government minion I know of wants to be immune from prosecution. Not one. They're weak. They're minions. They're hired guns. They're mercenaries. And they don't come to the Get Prepared Expo because we put them on notice. I'm serious about this. You know, when I look at some of our instructors who have been in prison for 15 years for murder and rape, and they didn't do it, that bothers me. When I look at Steve Angle, who's beat up in the threshold of his own home by the cops, that bothers me. When I look at Mike Parsons, who's in prison today for running for office, winning, going to clean up Tipton County, Tennessee, and he's in prison on trumped-up charges, it makes me angry. I don't want these guys at the Get Prepared Expo. I'm telling you guys, don't come to the Get Prepared Expo. Government employees are not welcome. If you're on duty, you're not welcome. Go bother somebody else. We'll be right back.
Class, we want to pay less taxes and enjoy the same tax deductions that the rich take. At the Get Prepared Expo, I'll show you how. This is something I learned 40 years ago, and I'm delighted to teach you. What if you lose your job or your company shuts down? The plan is for you to be financially independent by starting your own business. Any business, whatever you like to do. I haven't had a job since the 1980s. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. That's how long it takes to die. At the Get Prepared Expo, we'll have pallets of Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems at the lowest prices in the country. Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems, and we'll have the lowest prices in the country on top-of-the-line Mountain House freeze-dried food with a 35-year shelf life. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th at the Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com.
The financial collapse of the United States is a mathematical certainty. There's no doubt about it. U.S. Air Force Captain and author John Reagan will explain why this will happen and what you need to do about it right now. We're not trying to scare you, but the collapse is coming. This and 150 seminars and exhibits are included in your pass. $8 online and $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28 and 29 at the Get Prepared Expo, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Ladies, for $450, you can buy a brand new AR-15 rifle kit at the Get Prepared Expo. Because this AR-15 is a kit, there's no paperwork and no registrations required. It's totally private and all 100% legal. AR-15 kits and seminars on how to assemble them. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. AR-15 kits, $450 at the GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. How many?
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about ExtendoVite. I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, a quick news update. You know, 46 million people receive food stamp benefits. 46 million. This has been going on for 40 months. 40 straight months. That's roughly one out of six of us is receiving food stamp benefits. I received it just appeared on my PC, Strayer University. Okay, it says most MBA programs study great leaders. Ours is led by one. And then there's this pen and ink drawing of Jack Welch, former CEO of General Electric. Okay, well, there are 31 nuclear power plants, Mark 1 and Mark 2, General Electric boiling water reactor units in the United States. 31 of them, just like the kind that failed in Fukushima. So I get this commercial about Jack Welch, and I can learn how to be a leader like him and be part of a company that is polluting the entire planet with nuclear reactors, just like the ones that failed in Fukushima. I object to this stuff. Dr. Shuley, statin drugs, you have a post. I reposted it. I posted it, your post, your newsletter this morning on USA Prepares. You've been right about statin drugs, and now mainstream press is agreeing with you. It took them a long time, but they're agreeing. Tell us why it's so dangerous, please.
Well, among other things, let's start at this. First, second, and third, they do not prevent heart disease. They do lower cholesterol, but they do not prevent heart disease. That's the only reason for giving them. Number two, they increase the risk of diabetes mellitus by 46%. That seriously increases the risk of stroke, hypertension, peripheral neuropathy, heart disease, etc. So in almost half of people, not only do they not prevent heart disease, they strikingly increase the risk of heart disease. Next, they damage muscle, including heart muscle, brain, kidney, pancreas, the immune system, peripheral muscles, peripheral nerves. But other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, they're not too bad.
Dr. Shealy, you said you wouldn't take a statin drug for $1 trillion, right? I mean, just to keep up with inflation, it went from $1 billion to $1 trillion. That's a pretty strong statement. If we are on
statin
drugs,
I would take one for $1 quadrillion.
That's to keep up with hyperinflation. Dr. Shealy, what do we do to get off them? How do you, or do you recommend that we don't get off them?
Well, no, I do recommend people get off them. I think number one, two, and three, immediately start taking CoQ10, at least 200 milligrams a day if you're on a statin drug, because it can protect you from some of the harmful effects. Number two, immediately start on lecithin granules, two heaping tablespoons twice a day. Number three, immediately add beta sitosterol, S-I-T-O-S-T-E-R-O-L, 400 milligrams with each meal. And start weaning yourself over a period of a couple of weeks. Wait a month, recheck your cholesterol, and if it's not perfect, then add lecithin granules, 2 heaping tablespoons twice a day, and trimethylglycine, T-R-I-M-E-T-H-Y-L-G-L-Y-C-I-N-E, at least 3,000 milligrams a day. These are the best ways to control your cholesterol, and they're all safe.
Okay. Dr. Shealy, for those who would like to discuss this with you at the Get Prepared Expo, will you share this information during your seminars?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So, class, if you've got some questions, medical questions, and you've got high blood pressure and you want to get off your statin drugs, Dr. Shealy will spend some time with you. He's going to be with us for the weekend. Friday night, banquet meal. Saturday night, banquet meal. All day Saturday, seminars, all bundled into your ticket. The seminars are all included, and the exhibits, $8 online, $10 a day at the door. And then if you want to have dinner with us, that's $10.80. GetPreparedExpo.com. Dr. Shealy, thanks so much for being with us, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at the expo.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katy Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katyarmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.